In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and meet Tim Brain and Jack Moore of the Baywood Navy and join in the good times they've spent out on the bay.
Jack, it seems that you and I have been together with this Baywood Navy thing since the beginning. Maybe you can tell me how you came up with the name Baywood Navy.
Well, someone said, let there be water, and we were there. Well, no, I came up with the name because you, through your coffee shop, have attracted a lot of people who love the bay. And we'd gather at the coffee shop every morning. We'd get talking about the Baywood Navy.
I think from that day on, everybody in the area would start calling us the Baywood Navy. But then you had an assignment to come up with our mission statement.
I said the Navy is an informal group whose primary goal are to encourage enjoyment and non-destructive use of the bay with a focus on sail and human-driven craft. The Navy feels that the best way to preserve such a special place is by observation and education on a first-hand basis. That is why it encourages environmentally sensitive trips on the bay, so we can use the bay and enjoy the bay and be good to the mother, the ocean.
The ocean, yeah.
And that was the thing we wanted to do.
You decided that you were going to help me decide what the flow of the tidal was in the back bay, because we knew what the tides were in the front of the bay, and we tried to figure out what they are on the back bay. And I'd already kind of decided that it took an hour longer for the high tide to get to the back bay.
Right.
And you said, well, that's about right. I said to him, I said, we got to figure out what the difference is between the 4 foot at Morro Bay at the T Pier in front of the coffee house here.
So what we did, I took a PVC pipe, marked it off with black ink and tape every 6 inches. I made a proposition that I'd sit and watch that pipe and I would record the high tide as is recorded in the tide book, and I would note high tide on this gauge, and then I'd wait for the tide to fill, and there would be a difference between the tide we get here in the back bay and the high tide that's posted in the tide book. And I plotted that on a regression line, and I plotted the tide of the book against the actual observations. It worked out that Tim's hypothesis proved true.
The 1 hour.
The 1 hour and about a foot less.
How many times did you come down and watch that?
Oh, mercy. Months. Many people that don't look at the tide book, many mornings we'd come down to the bay. The tide would be out, but you'd see a big mass of mud in the back and then footsteps for 50 yards for people dragging their kayak. They didn't look at the tide book. That was part of the education that the Baywood Navy did. Some people look at the bay and they just see a bay, but there's so many coves and shoreline that's different. The sand dunes are different from the scrub, and Shark Inlet's a wonderful place to go in kayaking. It's at the southernmost end of the bay.
Well, there's a lot of the places on the bay that the Baywood Navy named. The point just straight across where the Baywood Navy's coffee house is, there used to be a couple old stuffed easy chairs that the kids hauled over
floated
there.
Floated over there or something.
And so we started calling that Easy Chair Beach.
The bay was just loaded with these little surprises.
Right, The very south end.
Shark Inlet.
To get into Shark Inlet, you had to go through the Widow's Knees.
Oh, jeez. Really?
Yeah, it's a very narrow spot, and it's really hard to get in. They called it the Widow's Knees.
I think you just made that up today.
Several times we scheduled cleanups of the bay, and we'd all go out and clean it up. That's when we could have the little plastic bags. And I tell people, when you're going out on the bay, come in and get a plastic bag, keep in your kayak, just pick up anything you see and bring it in and throw it away. That was just an ongoing thing. And then every year or so, we'd do a major cleanup. And then we moved a bunch of boats out of the Quest Inlet that were derelict. We did that 2 times. We did some water testing for the estuary. I know you had a route that you did.
One joy to me when I'm sailing on the bay is a day like this morning when I can just about ghost around in my sailboat to see these two black fins come up above the water. And it's rays.
Yes.
They're either going into the nesting area or just cruising around for food, but the bay's perfectly calm. If it's a big ray, they get about 3 inches above the water, and then they just submerge and come up again. That's an exciting adventure. I'm a birder. I have been a birder for years, and for a long time, we used to have the migratory birds come through in the fall, but We were very fortunate to have him want to rest in front of what is now Sweet Springs. And it'd be great masses of migrating birds resting there for the night and resting there for however it takes them to recover to go on. This is a wonderful to be in a flyway like this. Years ago, again, a short time I've been in California, the Brant flying south to Mexico for the winter, this was a great stopping area because Brant feed on eelgrass, among other things. And we used to have the work done through the estuary program. They studied the eelgrass.
I guess maybe the best thing that happened to me the latter part of my life here was having the opportunity to move to the Central Coast. Been very fortunate that we found Los Osos in the Bay, and my wife and I, we were in L.A., and it was just a hassle. Everything was a hassle. Everything was traffic, and we moved up here. It was so easy and easy going. When I moved up here, I didn't have a boat. I bought a boat, and I went out on the Bay, and that started the whole thing with me. I said, boy, this is really great. I go out, and there's people there. Sometimes I'm there all by myself. The most memorable day that I've had was about 6 months ago. My wife and I were out sailing with another couple on the Nausicaa. A group of dolphins came into the back bay, about 15 or 20 of them. They had chased a bait ball all the way from the mouth of the bay. The pelicans were diving and the dolphin were jumping and hashing around. That was amazing. And the next day I mentioned it to a friend of mine, and he says, oh, you know, he says, I was up by the rock yesterday and I saw a bunch of dolphins chase a bait ball in through the breakwater. And I said, well, I was in the back bay. They made it all the way to the back bay. And he was really surprised. I'd seen a stray dolphin before once in a while, but I'd never seen a pod of dolphins in the back bay. So that was amazing. I have two granddaughters, and they both love to go on the boat. And we go over to the sand spit, and they just love it. They're both going to be sailors, I think. And I have a grandson. When he comes, he wants to go sailing. They all want to go sailing. That's something that I hope I can pass on, and the bay's going to be there for them.
I've had four heart attacks, and I've come back from every one slowly. This last one kind of slowed me down, and I couldn't get into the boat by myself. Tim helped me in the boat, and we sailed for almost 2 hours. And it's one of the favorite ways I like to sail. We shoot right across, boat going 2 miles an hour. We don't shoot across the bay in the sailboat, but we'd start off just opposite the marina, and we'd ghost. It's called ghosting. Well, there's just enough wind to move the boat, and we're about, oh, it depends, 15 to 20 feet offshore. You can see the bottom. The centerboard is up on the boat. The pace you'd go if you walk, and you can see everything, and you can see how it changes. And the last time we were there, you found that big mermaid's purse.
Shark egg case.
Yeah, shark egg case, about this big. It was a beautiful classic. And we just sailed all the way down into Shark Inlet. It was the best 2 hours. It made life worth living for me. I thought I'd never get back out in that boat again. And I'm going to get up out again. That was a special day for me.
We're going to go more times.
Yeah. He's a very dear friend.